Okay, that concludes our work session. We're going to dive into the business meeting if there are, everybody's ready for that. I'd like to call to order the October business meeting of the Commonwealth Transportation Board. Is there any member of the public who would like to address the board? Anybody like to address the board? Okay, is there a motion to approve the September minutes?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Anxious group. Action item one, this is the commemorative naming of the Jerry Lee Tinnell Lieutenant Corporal United States Marine Corps Memorial Bridge. Is there a motion?
I move it.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Action item two is the adoption of land use permit regulations and repeal of land use permit manual. You had a briefing at last month's work session. Any questions of Ms. Sorrell? Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I have one question, and I'd be glad to make the motion. When these new permits are going to be given under the new regulations, will there be an automatic notice given to the local government? I couldn't immediately find a provision in here on that.
Yes, we'll be giving notice to local governments that the regulations have become effective.
I'm sorry. I had the question wrong. When an actual permit is issued, the land use permits, will there be an automatic notice given to the local government on the particular permits being issued?
Not typically. Oftentimes they're for residential driveway connections, some commercial driveway connections. We could certainly discuss what might be needed in the way of notice.
It's not in the regulations, but there might
That's something we could handle administratively very, very easily.
Okay, I'm mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Action item three is a repeal of minimum standards of entrances to state highways and general rules and regulations and promulgation of the replacement regulations there, too. Any questions of Ms. Sorrell? Is there a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Action item four is a speed limit reduction on Route 208 in Louisa County. Are there any questions?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Action item five is authorization to execute an extension agreement for the provision of EZPass electronic toll collection system equipment. Are there any questions of Ms. Brown?
Move to approve,
Mr. Chair. Okay.
All in favor? Under local assistance division, Mr. Estes is here. Does anybody have any questions about the revenue sharing allocations?
Mr. Chairman, I have one question. The town of Culpeper includes me that they applied for a grant for $2 million. I don't see that listed. Do they apply in a similar fashion?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Davies, I'd have to. If you'd like, I could maybe go offline for a second and look to verify.
Sure. Come back to this item while we're awaiting an answer. Action item, let's take 7A, B, and C as a single item on revenue sharing reallocation. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Action item 8 is action on the recreational access deallocation in the town of Shenandoah and Page County.
Move approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Action item 9A is an easement on Bacova Drive in Henrico County. Is there a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Action item 9B is a similar action with respect to Route 58 in Lee County.
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Action item 10 is an access on a limited access control change in the city of Alexandria. Is there a motion?
Move to approve, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a
second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Action item 11 is on the rail industrial access. We were briefed last month on the SROC. Are there any questions of Mr. Page? Is there a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Action item 12 is the action on bids. Welcome, Mr. Coburn.
Good morning.
We just have one, two, three.
I apologize. You have a number of pink sheets that add a little clarity
and description on, and I will point those changes out as we go through the bids this morning. We have a number of ARRA projects that we're presenting that have been out for a good while, and a couple of novel things that I think you'll be very interested in. So if we'll go through one at a time. Page one is one of our normal funded projects. This is a repaving of 95. The change in that is to clarify the description. There's two sections in the northbound lane of Spotsylvania. As you know, the number of bids we typically get on our paving projects is reduced. We did get two bids, very good prices on this bid, and we recommend its award to you.
Is there a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Page two.
Page two is work performed by the City of Chesapeake. This is the implementation of the continuation of their traffic management system. You'll note that they received five bids on this work. We have reviewed those bids, believe they're good prices, and recommend its award to you.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Page three.
Page three is the beginning of the several design bill bridge deck replacement and culvert replacement contracts that were advertised some months ago, several months ago. The first and the change that's here is in the funding that's shown under the construction column. And this holds true with all of those. The way these contracts were structured, there were actually 12 individual projects that were combined into seven contracts. And so to clarify and give you an apples and apples comparison, we went back through and analyzed that dollar figure under the construction. The total of these contracts were estimated at around $66 million when it was put to bid. The total of all the bids that came in is around 50.7. So you'll see there's a significant savings that we'll be able to reinvest.
Wow. Could you repeat that, please?
66
we like
was
the ray of light of a little bit of good news. So
66 was the estimate at the time of advertisement. The total of the bids from the number of vendors that submitted bids is 50.7.
Can I put a request for the 16 million?
Personally or for your district?
Well, and that's one of the reasons that the commissioner and the chief engineer and chief financial officer have asked us to identify contingency projects. So there are projects that are queued up in the event that these savings. Now, there are other things that we may not do so well. You got to get to the end of the process. But we have queued up contingency projects in order to do that. Okay, so on page three, this is a contract award to replace a number of structurally deficient bridges at various locations in the Lynchburg and Salem districts. Correct?
That's correct. These are 11 locations in the Lynchburg and Salem district bridge superstructures.
Okay, so 11 structurally deficient bridges with stimulus funds. There's a motion from Mr. White. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Page four.
Page four is a contract that covers Culpeper, Northern Virginia, and Stanton districts. This is 23 locations. Notice again, six bidders submitted on this project, a very good price, and we recommend its approval.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, there is a motion and a second to use federal stimulus funds to eliminate 23 structurally deficient bridges. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Page five.
Page five is a contract which covers 10 locations in Fredericksburg and Richmond District, bridge deck and superstructure replacements. Again, we had seven proposers and a very good bid and recommended award to you.
So move approval.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second to eliminate 10 structurally deficient bridges using federal stimulus funds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Page 6.
Page 6 covers the Bristol District. This is 22 locations of major culvert replacements. These are larger structures, some in very deep fills. Again, 6 proposers submitted. A very good price, and we recommend its award to you.
Move the approval.
Second. And Mr. Chairman, I might add that we feel this is a greater utilization of our money in the Bristol District for long-term enhancement of our system to use it here instead of asphalt.
Thank you. So there's a motion and a second to eliminate 10 structurally deficient structures in the Bristol District. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Page 7.
Page 7 is major culvert rehabilitations in the Lynchburg District at 28 locations. 3 proposers submitted, and again, a very good bid, and we recommend its award to you.
So moved, Chairman.
Second.
Okay, there is a motion and a second to eliminate 23 structurally deficient bridges and structures in the Lynchburg District. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Page 8.
Page 8, Salem and Stanton District, major culvert relocations at 6 locations. Again, 7 proposers were interested and submitted a very good bid. I recommend its award to you.
We move approval.
Second.
There's a motion and a second, second to eliminate 6 structurally deficient bridges in the Salem and Stanton districts. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Page 9.
Page 9 is in the Bristol District, 19 locations of bridge superstructure replacements, 5 proposers. Again, very competitive, and we recommend its award to you.
Move the approval.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to eliminate 23 structurally deficient bridges in the Bristol District. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Page 10.
Page 10 is one of the other unique projects. This is a design-build project undertaken by the County of Spotsylvania, Route 3 Plank Road. It's about a mile and 2/10 in length with ARRA funds. 4 proposers were tendered offers. It's a very competitive bid, and we believe it is a good bid. The total cost of the project, the ARRA funds have been allocated, are in $25 million. The construction phase of that is the 13-3 that you see. Again, we recommend its award to you. Ms. Becky Goldman is here from the county if you have any additional questions that you would.
Mr. Chairman, does that exceed the amount per mile that we've ever paid for widening of the road?
Oh, I doubt it.
Not in my recollection.
Are there any questions of Ms. Goldman? And thank you, Becky, for coming all the way here today. Is there a motion?
I move for approval.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to complete the long-delayed improvements to Route 3 that will improve the relationship between Spotsylvania and Orange County.
Thank you, Becky.
That's right. Travelers coming.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Coburn.
Mr. Chairman. I think this is wonderful, and I know this is really pressed here, so I'm really hoping that in some way the Mr. Secretary, you or the governor or somebody else will make it sort of really public as the incredible progress that's going to be possible with this. I think I noted to you that when I was up in Pennsylvania recently, I went around and went through some projects, and there were big signs that talked about the sort of influx of money to be able to do some very necessary construction projects, and we can't be quite as visible with that here. I think it would be wonderful to make sure that there's some more public notice given of the fact of both the ability to come in under bid in huge ways. I mean, it's and be able to be able to use this money quickly to fix some really terrible problems, particularly on the bridges.
Well, you know, Ms. Panek, there is an old adage that good news is no news. So I think we're probably dealing with that. But this is an incredible story. Think where we would be without the stimulus funding and what you would be dealing with in your districts absent that. Mr. Dickens.
A couple of quick questions. How many bridges, structurally deficient bridges, did we just address? I missed the total.
The total of all seven contracts is 119 different locations.
Okay. Is it fair to say that bridge work generates more jobs than pavement?
Yes, absolutely. And a richer mix. You have engineering, you have utility. In some cases, there's structural work. And the multipliers that are used by the Federal Highway Administration as they calculate the impact of the stimulus project is reflective of that as well.
Mr. Chairman, the flood has generated a significantly more of an impact.
You got to be careful about short-term, long-term. Mr. Curley's going to caution me because every project is different. But I will say this is a general rule. If you look at total hours over the life of the project, you're going to see more for this type of work, number one. Number two, and probably most importantly, is the long-term economic return on this. The useful life of a paving project on a major road is 4 to 6 years. You're getting 20 to 30 years of lasting improvements. Mr. Carley.
Yeah, I just want to clarify one thing. There's 119 bridges in all the packages, and I'm remembering this. There's 112 of those are structurally deficient. I think two were functionally obsolete, and four would have been structurally deficient next year. We're in the location of what we were at, and so we included those in. So I take credit for 119, but I just wanted to make sure that we had the numbers correct.
There's a sobering sense of reality that those 119 are out of the 1,780 that are deficient.
Still out there.
Correct.
Yeah.
I would just like to say I'd like to have some of the funding, but I really want to compliment staff for taking care of our bridges. And I believe that our citizens in the Commonwealth deserve to know that our bridges are not being overlooked. And I appreciate that, and thank you all.
Thank you, Ms. Carter. And thank you, Ms. Coburn. That's a great good news story. Any other comments on the bid awards? Mr. Estes, you ready to bring your item back? Which was action item 6, the 2010 revenue sharing allocation.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Just to follow up on Mr. Davies' question from the town of Culpeper, we did check very quickly, and they did not put an application in this year. So I would ask that we go ahead and consider this motion. If we offline find otherwise through other means, we can come back to the board next month and correct that if we need to. But I feel confident that they did not submit one this year.
Would move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Real quick question. The pool was $50 million, so effectively $10 million got left on the table by the community?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, that's correct. Last year we had right at the $50 million in requests. This year it was down at $40
million. And that $10 million is essential to meeting our budget. That's part of the cut package. Ms. Coolnet.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to point out that I was impressed in looking through all the projects here that we were able to attract additional funds from the communities over and above the match. That included the Bristol District, $1 million, Fredericksburg District, $4 million, North Virginia and Lynchburg, both $1 million, and $500,000 in Culpeper. So I see this expanding in the future, and as you mentioned yesterday, Dr. Davis, we are getting matching funds here, not to the same extent we get federal when we match federal funds, but we are attracting funds, and potentially this is an area that we'll need to grow to ensure that there's some local transportation activity where there might otherwise not be.
And Mr. Sterling.
Real quick, remind me, we've got one more year of this under the current projections, or?
Well, I don't want to jump in front of the CFO or from the chairman. Discussion yesterday, if I'll remind the board, right now we were, believe, eliminating the bond proceed part of the revenue sharing fund in 2012. The proposal, with everything we're considering with the budget adjustments, is potentially looking at 2011 as well. I think that was something that's being considered that may be presented to the board next month. I'm not sure.
So that means next year.
It's clearly on the table and needs to be. This program is dependent upon bond financing for about $35 million of the $50 million. The $15 million comes off the top of the existing traditional funding sources and probably is not something we can afford in the future going forward. Ms. Clark.
Thank you so much. The enhancement program is wonderful. And I just want to say, when we say Fredericksburg area, we're not just speaking of staff at Spotsylvania in the city of Fredericksburg. We go down in the northern neck. In fact, myself and three other people are going down to Matthews County, and we have to go on a boat to try to look at what is the lighthouse there in Matthews County? Help me.
Oh, let's see, Cape. I'm sorry, Ms. Carham.
It's all right. But we are going there to look at that and to try to save our lighthouse in Virginia. It's a tourist attraction. It's very important, and I'm hoping that we can continue to have enhancement funds to save that. Thank you so much.
Okay, there is a motion to approve the 2010 revenue sharing allocations. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Estes. Now, we have several items under new business, and we could take these up one by one. The first, you were briefed yesterday about the award to the Greater Lynchburg Transit Company as the in their category, the best in the country transit system. Is there a motion to commend the Greater Lynchburg Transit Company?
So moved, Jim.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Action item two, and we'll just take these in order. This is an authority for the Commonwealth Transportation Commissioner to approve bids and execute contracts for ERA, that's stimulus-funded projects, provided the bids are within the construction estimate, and further provided that it is determined by the commissioner that the execution of the contract cannot wait until the award of the contract at the next regularly scheduled meeting of the Commonwealth Transportation Board. The commissioner is further resolved to bring that to the CTB at the next regularly scheduled meeting, and that this resolution will expire November 19, 2009. So this is
Mr. Secretary, could I, before you move on, I would ask that the November 19th date be changed to to December 17th, before the date of the December action meeting. I found out yesterday that we have a bid coming in November 22nd, and so I'd have to come back to the board again to get it redone. So there's two projects that I'm aware of right now. One, Witch Duck Road down in the Hampton Roads area that we're dealing with. We think we'll be able to clear that in the next week or so. And then I believe it's German School Road that I think is coming in on the 22nd that we would like to be able to move. So I request that it be changed to December 17th.
And that's, December. That's the December meeting date of the Commonwealth
Transportation. That's what I believe that is, yes.
Move the adoption with a change date.
Let's hold on. Before we make that motion, let's make sure that's the correct date.
Yes, December 17th.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. And so we know there's Wichita and German School. There may be other projects. One of the aspects of the stimulus program were locally administered projects. So Route 3 is a great example of that, which is being managed by Spotsylvania County. There are a number of projects in particular in Hampton Roads that may come forward, and this just gives the commissioner to follow through on your previous allocation decisions with that. So thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, was that the motion to amend it or the motion to
adopt a new date?
That was the motion to adopt with the change that was recommended. Okay. The next item is the adding additional projects identified I'm sorry. Okay, this is the Metropolitan Planning Organization.
Yes.
So I'd ask Ms. Busher if you would describe the nature of the motion.
These are the last six projects for the Hampton Roads MPO to amend the 10 through 15 six-year improvement program to put those projects that have been approved by the MPO into the program, and so we can obligate and move forward on those projects. And there are six of them. It looks like from Isle of Wight County and one from James City County.
Okay. Any questions of Ms. Busher about this? These are projects, again, that the funding allocation is the purview of the MPO, and these are locally selected projects. Is there a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay, the last item is one that Mr. Coulombe asked to be brought forward that relates to improvements in the Route 28 corridor in a group that he has been working with.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you know, from time to time, the CPB clarifies its policy guidance on restating, and by restating guidance and by renewing the application of that guidance in specific instances, and that's what the resolution before you deals with here. The company that's involved is Orbital Sciences, which is a satellite and rocket assembly and design company in Northern Virginia. It launches from Wallops Island on the eastern shore, and which is pretty cool. But it's also located on the Route 28 tax district. It's been a paying member for some time. Route 28 is becoming a free-flowing facility, and what Orbital has requested is that our guidance also allow it to maintain a right-in direct entrance from Route 28 as an access point. VDOT's worked with Orbital. It's worked with landowners in the taxing district. It's gotten the approval of Loudoun County and the recommendation for this resolution. So I would move the adoption of this resolution as a both consistent with our policy guidance in the past, but also laying out the specific requirements for this right out, this right in only exit on Route 28.
Second.
Okay. Any questions? There's a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're done with the agenda. Does anybody else have anything they would like to bring up under new business?
One quick green item. I would suggest that rather than sending us a package of all this stuff, that we establish a website that we can all go to, see it. We get a package of this thick by UPS. I think it would be easier for staff to do that. It would be easier on me. I don't know how others feel about it.
Just to get it done again.
Send us a link instead.
Excuse me?
Send us a link instead.
That's a good idea.
And then we come back and we have the copy here. So it's a duplication. I think having a copy here, hard copy here, is appropriate. But I don't need to have a full copy sent to me.
Let us look at that, Ms. Mathis, to see if there may be issues with the, you know, the PDFing and the copying and et cetera, but that on the face of it certainly makes some sense. But let us look at that. That's good. That's a good idea. Okay. Any other items under new business? If not, we're not going to adjourn the meeting because there is a sitting quorum, but I'll ask Mr. White if you would take over the chair with the subcommittee and the rest of us can be on our way. Travel safely. The next time we meet, we will have been through the quadrennial November waltz, and we'll look forward to those discussions, and I hope everyone has a safe set of trips back home.
May I say the subcommittee, let's take a brief break.
Okay. All right. The subcommittee will come back in, 5 minutes? Okay.
Corey, don't leave before I see you.
What's that?
Don't leave before I see you.
That may be a problem.
We just have a little bit of
pressure. I couldn't get my phone.
How you doing, sir?
That's why I want to get to that.
Governor, you're going to be going there.
I mean, it's a quick but in terms of talking about specific roads, you think once you tell it, subdivision road no longer gets there, it's going to be there somewhere.
You're trying to have all those one-sided conversations with the deal and that is not what a whole lot of it is. Okay. I'll tell you what, I fly out more. I generally fly out of here.
I'm willing to fund a little bit of that. Yeah. And the locality said, we are so desperate, we will take that. And then suddenly it got the call.
So,
maybe you can help them. The tunnel is not even an issue in that regard. I mean,
yeah, no, that's actually.
But a lot of the really bad things.
There is one issue.
I think that's good.
Marshall. The Bob Marshall from Hampton Road.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good to see you, my dear.
Oh, my
bad.
Yeah, I'm ready. Take a seat. This is a public meeting because we do have a quorum. And we need to be on the record with the lady that keeps us straight over here. Who are we missing? One, two, three, four.
Doug.
Doug.
Doug is right over there. We'll be down one second.
And then we have Marilyn. Wow, that's good.
That's all six of us.
I guess we need to wait for it. I can't. I'm unable to look outdoors. You don't need to introduce Linda Carpenter to me, but you can introduce her to everybody else. Yeah. Hey, Jim, come on over here. Subcommittee order. This is a public meeting because it does constitute a quorum of the board. And Carol is here to take the minutes of the meeting. Let me just say, I've said to some of you, I found out about 5 minutes before you did that I was on this committee and that I was the chair. I'm looking forward to working with each one of you. We've got a task that we need to accomplish in a relatively short period of time. And I think I want to hear what you all have to say, but I think one of our goals ought to be right now is deciding what our meeting schedule is going to be and whether they're going to be in-person meetings face-to-face or whether we can do it by phone. I can tell you that my preference is that we get together face-to-face.
Yes, I agree.
My personal goal is that we come out with a unanimous recommendation to our board. I think if we are able to do that, there's a chance that we could have a unanimous vote by the Commonwealth Transportation Board that will give V-Trans 2035 the credibility that it won't have otherwise. If we end up with an 8-6 vote, a 9-5 vote, or whatever, if that brings back memories of the rest stop debate, where our board was so split, we know the controversy that has continued as a result of that. So that's one of my goals, and I have asked Ralph and Mary Lynn to sort of tee up the issues for us in a written form. The points that the Secretary made earlier about the issues that we are to examine, and as well as the key investment priorities. So we'll all have that as our, you know, our guidance document. I know everybody's busy, and I know that your calendars are full. But what I'd like to try to do is set the first meeting, and if you all disagree on a face-to-face meeting, tell me. But that's my goal, is that we get together face-to-face.
Our favorite face-to-face.
Yeah.
I think one option, if one can't do face-to-face, we talk about video. I prefer that. One of the six meetings you do need to be this person, probably the first one and the last one. I'm not sure how many we can have. The next CPB meeting is November 18th, and I would think that the week before that, we need to know where they are and then do those lines.
Well, let's sort of see how we go, Ralph. You know, it may be that we can get it all done in one meeting.
Yeah.
If we can allocate enough time to it.
I think if we could think about spending a day together, we may be able to figure all this out and reach, you know, any conclusion. It's worth a try.
I agree with you.
Not probably the very most two meetings, but probably one of the.
Yeah.
I think we can do it.
How do you all feel about it, Doug?
I don't. You know, as we talked yesterday, we have raised a lot of questions. I raised a lot of questions. But I think some of it can be handled really with the nomenclature. For example, if we're going to say significance, we need to have criteria. If we don't say significance, we don't. I mean, you could talk functionally about our existing corridors, emerging corridors, new corridors. And so you take a value out of the corridors. You know, there's simple things like that. The other thing is this clear, we have sort of two tasks. We have the report itself to be produced in that timetable. And we can't obviously tackle every question that we can possibly think of. So our ability to define early what it is, which challenges we're going to choose to tackle and highlight and work on is probably key. And I agree with you that you could probably do that in one meeting. Long enough. Certainly, you could do it in two.
Yeah.
And we might even have a small working group of two of us take something aside. And
you mean a subcommittee?
Well, yeah. Take it aside and just, you know, kind of think through it and maybe even draft things that can come back and be presented to the larger group.
I would rather let them.
Let's possibly do that.
Mr. Chair, one thing I'd like to point out is that you mentioned this report. The report is bigger than the several things that we talked about. It's bigger than the corridors and the parks. No, we've done a series of papers and a series of strategies associated with land use. Some we spoke about this morning. There's a series of issues. The secretary challenged us with the more.
A narrower scope.
At the same time, if this. We are going to need, if we're going to get a unanimous decision on V-Trans, which is a bigger one, I think one of the first things that we're going to be doing this, because we need to be any of the smaller group of what we've done is kind of say what this report is. We've done right writing on this report, and it's broader than the public sector and these kinds of organizations that have covered those kinds of things that support the board has seen it. And probably one of our earliest things, one of the early things is just getting more folks on board with what all this stuff is. I mean, that first meeting, what this other stuff is, then we know what to focus on, corridors and focus on.
Right. I'll tell you, I don't want to come sit through a half day of presentation.
No, I think.
I want the information in advance so I can look at it. I'd like for us to identify the issues that we want to wrestle with and try to come up with some recommendations. But I don't want to sit through a whole series of
that would not be my intent. So the intent is to get information from you.
But
in order to do that, we have to understand what you've done so far and what our scope is.
Yeah.
Is our scope on three or four issues? Is our scope to bring back a recommendation on V-Trans?
I think our scope is on three or four issues.
I don't
necessarily agree with that. And I think I really see us as, how can I put this? We're looking at sort of fundamental priorities, okay? And there have been some priorities put on the table. Congestion, maintenance and safety, economic competitiveness. I think that this group is going to have to say something pretty fundamental about how we prioritize amongst those. Do we pick one? Do we pick all three? How do we weight them? I think that's the guidance that we're being expected to give. And similarly,
and I agree with that. Okay. Those three priorities were specifically mentioned by the Secretary for this committee.
But let me take a step back. I don't feel like I could come to a conclusion on how you would prioritize those three things until I stepped back for a minute and said, what do I want Virginia, from a transportation perspective, to look like in 2035? Because, okay, what I want it to look like is impeccably beautiful bridges, impeccably beautiful pavement, and no accidents, because nobody can move on our streets, then I would pick number one, and I'd say put all your money there. In other words, I think, and Doug pointed this out, there has to be that initial step of stepping back and saying, what is the Virginia transportation network to look like? Then I think you can prioritize amongst those three categories, and then I think you can begin to address the corridors issue, which I think we all recognize, but it's important to say, is a placeholder for this question of distributional fairness, allocation of fairness, which I think it's incumbent upon us as a subset to just hit directly. I mean, it's been an undercurrent in the comments that a lot of us have made, and we got to figure out whether we as a group can come to an appropriate compromise on how we address this issue of regional fairness without undermining competitiveness. It's going to be a challenge, but so in a way, I take your point. We're sort of, that's our mandate, okay?
But you have to look at the broader.
But we've got to step back, and I almost think that broader thing is going to be our first hour.
I think what Dr. Davis is suggesting is we get that all of that information, have an opportunity to look at it, and when we come in here, I think we go at the.
Probably the first task we should do after we see what all needs to be done is then to target the 3, 4, 5 things that we think we can address that will help clarify the issues. Because the whole thing, staff can flesh the whole thing together as long as the principles and decision areas have been looked at, and the majority of us are comfortable with the idea that those are the issues that we want to highlight.
And I think we'll get at issues and inform our judgments both through some understanding of a common vision. And it doesn't have to be a detailed vision. It doesn't have to say exactly some idea of how it will work in the future. But also from our ability to identify the inconsistencies in the information we're given. For example, if 17's a major corridor, as I mentioned to you, part of it is a scenic byway. Well, you're not going to four-lane that. It doesn't matter where you call it a card or not, that's not going to happen. Or if it is, it's going to be a big battle. It's a whole different set of things. So there's an inconsistency in what you're saying is a priority corridor, or which in fact probably isn't going to be a priority, or isn't it going to be a recommended corridor. So that's why my comment was the usefulness of corridors is within the corridors. It's really not comparing the corridors.
Well, we then agreed that...
And Route 3, for example, which we approved today and needed to be done, don't get me wrong, but that's not in any of the corridors.
Yeah.
So, okay, there's still an investment case to be made, even if there's things are not in corridors. In fact, I would suggest that the less populated, more rural parts of the state really suffer if that corridor concept becomes the priority.
Yeah, and that's a discussion for that first meeting, all day meeting.
So I think we can learn from the inconsistencies that we're able to see.
Yeah. So I think we're in agreement that Ralph and Mary Lynn will send out as background material everything you've got so far on V-Trans 2035.
Yeah, including any drafts of the full.
Yeah, right.
Whatever stage they're at.
Yeah, including all the papers that have been presented to us in the past. And for me, please don't do that just by email. Send me a hard copy. And also, you will tee up the issues that Pierce mentioned, outlined orally. So then the question becomes, when is the earliest we can all meet? I'm going to start with the week of the 19th.
I'm pinched to say this, but I'm going to be out of the country until the 28th. And then after that, I am totally at your disposal.
So are you back in the country by the 28th?
That's Wednesday the 28th. I get back late that night. I could do it the 29th.
8 o'clock in the morning the 29th.
If you want me here, I'll be here. The 30th would be marginally better.
Friday the 30th.
Definitely works.
Definitely works.
The 29th is better for me.
29th works.
If that works better, I'll be.
Does that work for you?
I can do the 29th or the 30th. It happens to be my birthday, but I can still do it.
Happy birthday.
We'll have a cake.
Well, happy birthday. My birthday is the 31st.
That should be.
So we need to say nice mask.
I think we will be here, right? Yeah. That
probably is.
Yeah.
That's an exciting idea.
What time do we start?
When I'll put together some of these things.
So you get to you can step.
9 o'clock? 9 o'clock? Going
in. Got to get up early.
It's okay. All right, is that okay with Dana?
What time do you get back in? Really late that night?
No, actually, I get in about 5. He said that was a good date.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. We will meet at 9 o'clock on the 29th. Okay?
Yeah.
I am sorry.
No, it's okay.
30th.
No, that didn't suit Dana.
So is 29th okay with you,
Jim? Oh, yeah. Thanks. I don't have my calendar.
All right.
We're talking 9 to 1.
9 to 1. 9 to 1.
Basically all
we should be able to resolve all of the issues by 11.
Can we get like a reasonable sized conference room rather than this room?
Yeah. A better location.
Put stuff out on the table.
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest too that if you can work with staff to try to form an agenda for us, that gives us an opportunity to talk about the quick overview of the whole process that we're dealing with and able to sort of visualize that. And then, if you could, those three issues, and then an other category for other issues that really need to be put on the table.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
one of the things that I want to give you example is education, when you're looking at the world
itself.
I just alert you to the fact that our attempts to prioritize borders
and
are different. Say that we're going to, over the next 20 years, fund things in this order of priority. It's not going to be very feasible out of this group, in my opinion. So we got to think about other terms a little bit. And that's
I'm heading in my mind toward, rather than using corridors as prioritization, we almost use regions of the state.
Functions of
region. We basically say, look, a certain amount of this pot of money, okay, we are going to allocate regionally because that's the right thing to do. So two things that Marilyn, that I would love to have for the meeting is by district, 9 districts, a map that shows the population of each district and the number of jobs in each
each district to the extent you can get that.
And so we're sad the amount of money that's currently going to that area, to that district. Just so we know,
sort of set of basic statistics by district.
That shouldn't be that hard to do. We could probably get those numbers.
I think what I would like to do is have an individual conversation with each member of the commission, which would not be covered. I mean, that's okay. That's pretty good information. I can find out from each of you what your hot buttons are. I think I know the number of the hot buttons already. Find out everybody's hot buttons. So and putting the agenda together with a few talks out, which I think is really a good idea, that we could cover those things. And I would ask each of you to feedback to Maryland or else things like what you just said, and if you don't mind, copy me on it so that I'm aware of.
Mr. Chairman, there's one other area that I have not been able to formulate the words yet, but I know they help me to try to put it in perspective, and that has to do with international and national competition with Virginia. That pressure, what results from that, and population growth that has more than doubled, well, more than doubled in Virginia over four decades, in effect, what we need to do in order to address that. There's a combination of something in there that needs to come out as a focus for this V-Trans, and I'm not sure exactly how that gets integrated. It's not enough the way it's currently formulated in my view. This has to do with the technology. It has to do with a number of things that we know are happening.
Just deep down, what I know is I haven't been at SAIC in years, but that company and others in North Virginia specialize in the systems integration that's one of the requirements, like the core industry in Virginia, and yet we don't think of transportation or the energy grid or other things.
No,
it's all different from our state. Have those still technologies and expertise right here. So that they do could drive those developments all over the world. Everybody needs that.
Local
so that's part of it. It's learning new ways to use our natural resources is great. Finding new ways to use our means is really going to be just a different
Could you wrap somebody, furnish each of us the email addresses for yourselves and for all the committee members?
That's a good idea. Yeah, just send out a contact sheet.
Ralph, you want to say something? The comment I would make is that we kind of under five sector rules for all the departments.
And so we have a good part of that. So some of us have you can do, depending on where the location are, you can deny it with what happens in an intersection. I mean, I'm not saying that there are.
But just some of what I'm saying there is probably transitory.
If the administration so chose.
If it chooses, I mean, that's the opposite of authority. They make it to that button. But generally, we look at the people who have been provided in place.
The problem with your
those kind of things were instrumental in the point
right,
of
time.
I think a lot of involved in very short time here, whether it's with issues in terms of
I agree with Ralph.
I sort of think
that part of our job and the way we need to think about this.
Somebody being able to say,
look, even though the budget cuts and so forth, VDOT still has a budget of what, $3.5 to $4 billion a year. A lot of money.
Because you've already planned a road structure.
I'm starting to ask ourselves, okay,
14 units an acre, so
Somebody that's the important problem.
$1 billion a year, and you go on options to spend it the way we've been spending it, all the way to the other end of the spectrum. We spend it completely differently. I'm not advocating either of those, but I think this option transfer, you're right, Ralph, could answer the question that somebody asked when the next governor puts this up, the Secretary of Transportation.
And that's what I mean.
We're going to say what we think about how that $4 billion a year, big picture, not little picture, ought to be spent. An example that I think is analogous here, after the Iron Curtain fell, all of the countries of Eastern Europe, all of a sudden, were faced with the decision about what they were going to do for telecommunications. And there was a fundamental decision from, at one extreme, completely abandon the poles and wires system, to rebuild the poles and wires system. They mostly decided, I mean, they made a huge revolutionary decision. They said, let it go, start over, cellular is the future. I'm certainly not advocating that we let our existing infrastructure go. But my point is in a document like Trans 2035, that is the level of policy that I think as our starting point, we have to, that's the fundamental prioritization.
Another example of the middle of delay our discussions here has to do with the fact that a decision was made in effect here, VDOT, that we were not going to fund secondary roads this year. And that's not an acceptable solution, in my opinion. We have to either change, recommend the change of law to allow localities that money to take care of those, or we have to decide that we're not going to go after federal dollars and we're going to rebalance. That one slipped by me completely when that first came up as to how in the hell we got to that position, you know. But that's got to be redressed somehow, or we got to address that issue going forward.
Probably the most important single issue is coming out of this.
Yeah.
Well, deep down, though, the history of our state has really been the history of transportation. I mean, coming up the James River, you stopped at a certain point because there are reasons to do so. When does somebody arbitrarily stop? I mean, that's where the river changed. But if you didn't have property on the river, you needed a road.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean,
there are very functional things that we're trying to accomplish here. So,
Jim, but the whole concept of the centralized state system of roads, it's only since 1930 in Virginia.
Which Virginia makes it a relatively new phenomenon.
We created a centralized system. We funded it. It was paid as you go for many, many years. To undo that now should be a conscious decision on our part. Not, we shouldn't let it happen. And we're letting it happen right now because of funding shortfalls as we see it. And that's going back to your point of how do we spend what we have left if that's all we're going to have.
Because
2-year tunnels take it all almost. Which
would argue with your tunnel.
Cause you wrong, I guess we appointed you the chairman of the sub.
One bridge in his area. Yeah. It's all done. You know, get the rest.
We're playing rock, paper, scissors.
I don't want to prolong because I know nobody on this committee, A, knew that you wanted it until a few minutes ago, or B, had allocated the time. But we're all agreed on the procedure in our next meeting, which is 29.
At what time?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Here? Yeah, here. Here. And they're going to send us, they're not going to be in this room, they're going to be somewhere
much more.
I'm going to have an individual conversation with each of you, Dana. And each of you are encouraged to send to Maryland and Ralph your ideas, include on the agenda. And we'll push out an agenda to everybody before the meeting. And Ralph and Maryland are going to get out vast amounts of background documents.
We have our old V-Trans somewhere, I guess, don't we, if I kept all that stuff?
You have old V-Trans. You have a website. You can go to V-Trans.org.
For a document that size on the website, that drives me bananas. But I'll look and see if I have my old copy. I, I, should have kept it somewhere.
How quickly could you start
put this way? You get just stuck.
Right.
They don't, they're not there yet.
No, they're not.
When are you leaving?
I'm so scared. There are people on my trip.
Trips.
Yeah.
Years are going to be overweight.
I'm already overweight.
I'm trying to for the second bag.
No.
If you could just FedEx something for Saturday.
Takes an advance or a retreat.
Where are you going?
Scotland.
Yeah. That's a good
second.
One of the things that when everything says to is
and I think Tim and I have been doing a lot of about campaigning. But in a more solid
yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot. So what am I going to get?
Are they all on the website?
Do we need the entire report? Is there an executive summary to these?
That's where it's about to go. We're in the process of doing a B-transfer. Very fresh.
The locus can conception.
I think I better just take my laptop, and that way I'll be able to come together, just access money, whatever state helps me get out. And
yeah,
tough.
But you know, an MBTA, the broker deal that happened.
That's fine. But I think I'll take my laptop in any case, just check in.
They're being pretty informed that.
Continuing. And that they knew. We're not doing it.
Yeah. No, just go to distillery, drink
scotch. Single malt.
So single malt.
Sit in front of fireplaces.
Another thing.
They have a very, very draft report, and the thing is, we don't want you to take that.
And they don't understand.
No, we're just interested. Yeah, we're just interested to see the overall look so we understand the context of which these cases are going to work. Maybe just send that.
That would give you
talk to the
I mean, is that something that if I just hung around a little bit?
Oh.
I'd be able to take a because I'm okay for like good.
The idea is that Darren we are already reorganizing and then he does not.
Yeah.
I
just
yeah,
a month,
right? Sure,
absolutely. Yeah, no, I understand. Absolutely.
Rough draft underscore rough.
Doug and Dana, are you guys around next week for a phone call from me?
Definitely.
Yeah, I'll shoot you.
Good.
I'm in
the conversation.
How about Friday?
That could work, or depending on your schedule now, we could have our phone call in person for 15-20.
I've got a little pressure on me.
Oh, okay.
How about if I call you in the morning
and you, don't want to do
you call me back when it suits?
Absolutely.
Right.
Next week's
supposed
to be pretty good.
What's your
number?
My cell is 434-941-6902. What is your cell?
Make sure we get out email addresses so that
help work them out.
540.
Carol has
them
all.
She's got them all. 270.
But to me, there can't be a compromise because the whole world is.
The other thing I would ask you as you look at this very, very rapidly,
you're good.
One of the things you did with the whole B transfer thing, I kind of called it.
There's got to be money in
that. Some of that stuff that Keith kind of said, but it's
a good
thing. You
do
have to be on the 20th. There were several things that were going to point to the afternoon. Desperate need for funds. Very nice. And then kind of. That was
totally
the combination of all that work. We need that in the
Not there yet.
But I'm going to statute totally prescribed.
Investing in transportation that generates X amount of jobs.
The density of
it. But I think I'm starting with investing in transportation. You're getting this kind of return on your investment.
Some locality.
You're not
doing more things.
So we need that big focus.
It's more than 5 or 10 pages. Send me prints if you don't mind.
Okay.
Anything under 10, I'll do it later.
It's going to be fun.
I think we have confidence in our chairman.
Yes.
And I think we have confidence in each other.
Oh, I know we've got confidence.
I think we're going to be able to do it.
No.
Thank you.
You're excused.
Yeah.